Good morning. I'm Robert Kennedy. Green Bay police are looking into two suspicious deaths. Here's Captain Jeff Prester.
They found two females deceased within the duplex. We have the scene secured.
Cops found the victims just after 11 yesterday morning at a home near the border with Bellevue. Investigators are not saying why they are calling the deaths suspicious, but they do not believe there is a threat to the community. We could get more answers about the case later today. One person killed in a Saturday morning crash in Door County. Sheriff's deputies called to a one-vehicle car crash on State Highway 42 on the Ellison Bay Hill in the township of Liberty Grove just before 5 a.m. The initial investigation indicates the 33-year-old driver, Nathan McKillen of Ellison Bay, was driving northbound when he lost control of his vehicle and went off the road. An Oshkosh man hurt in a multiple vehicle crash that killed an Upper Michigan couple on their way to their son's basketball game. Gerald and Tara Weaver, both of Escanaba, Michigan, have been identified as the victims in Friday's semi-truck SUV crash in Delta County. The 38-year-old Oshkosh man was in another vehicle that hit the back of the semi. He suffered multiple broken bones. Green Bay Water General Manager Nancy Quirk was at the White House to see Vice President Kamala Harris Friday, invited as part of a federal push to get cities facing lead water pipe issues to remove their lead lines. Harris announced that four states, Wisconsin, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, would join the Lead Service Line Replacement Accelerator Initiative this year. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation introduces a new intelligence tool to help small and mid-sized businesses.
The tool, called Size Up Wisconsin, helps companies thrive and grow by making sound strategic business decisions. It can be obtained through a multi-year licensing agreement through an online provider. The state agency says Size Up Wisconsin helps with finding potential customers, identifying industry competitors, and pinpointing advertising hotspots. WEDEC says small and mid-sized businesses make up about 99% of Wisconsin's economy. More information on Size Up Wisconsin is available on the Small Business tab of the homepage of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation website. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Add another 50-point game to Giannis's resume this year. He dropped 50 points, grabbed 13 rebounds as the Bucks pounded the Pelicans 135-110 yesterday at Fiserv Forum. It was Giannis's 10th time scoring more than 40 points this season. Bucks are back in action tomorrow against the Hornets.
For this afternoon, mostly sunny, cold, high near 5. Tonight, clear, low 10 below. Wind chills to 25 below. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 8. From Fox 11, your station for severe weather coverage, I'm Pete Potoniak.
I'm Robert Kennedy, WTAQ News Talk Sports.